Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
If you have concerns about being able to afford quality health insurance and you've gone on the exchange, and as I even told Marianne before off the air, it is not easy to navigate the exchange, but I will say this, they ask you some questions you can't even believe that somebody computed in there. But if you have trouble affording it, that's what we're talking about today. So Marianne Eterno, of course, is our guest in this series, President of Government Relations for Guarantee Trust Life Insurance. So Marianne, first of all, on the exchange, somebody came up with questions. I couldn't believe that they got so in detail, like they were even asking, if you have a child that doesn't live with you, is he on somebody else's taxes? I mean, they got so detailed, they knew what the next thing we were going to ask was.
Yeah, they do get detailed. It can be very intrusive, and it's not always apparent why they're asking what they're asking. And some people, I think, get offended by it, actually.
It was surprising.
Yeah, it is. The amount of information they are gathering on folks, just, you know, from hitting that website, who knows what they're going to do with it later. But
oh, that's
right
true.
Now, it's all for good.
Oh, my goodness. That's totally true. I mean, and then the next question would lead to another question. You'd be like, oh, my God. Okay, so open enrollment started November 1st.
Right.
And what do folks do if they need to get on the exchange and they get through it, figure it out, but then they go, whoa, I can't afford $400 a month? Or because some of the plans are just as expensive as going directly to the Blue Cross or Humana.
Oh, absolutely. They're absolutely just as expensive in some states and in some areas on the exchange as outside of the exchange. And what is, I think, going to hit people even harder, it's not the premiums, it's the deductibles. People are used to looking for low-priced premiums when they shop for insurance, but when they go to use the insurance, the deductibles have gone up more than the premiums have. I saw a study yesterday that shows in the last 5 years, premiums have increased an average of about 20%. Deductibles have increased an average of about 67%. That's
wow.
Huge. And actually, next year for families, the silver plan on the exchange in most states is the most popular plan. And they showed, there was a study that said that the average individual deductible is going to be about $3,100, and the average family deductible is going to be about $6,400. That's their cost. That's not premiums. That's not subsidies. That's what they need to shoulder when they actually go to get care. So, yes, where can you get care that's affordable, and where can you find information on prices and transparency and things like that? How can we be smart shoppers about health care? I think that's really the key to using Obamacare these days.
I agree with you. Now, if somebody's not comfortable doing this, because as we said, it really takes an expert such as yourself to navigate it, what else can they do? Is there anybody on call to help them?
There are. If you are not comfortable on the website, there are locations in person that a person can go to. There are insurance agents that will help. There are community health clinics. Some public libraries have set up desks for people to help. Walmart stores, many Walmart stores have a desk where people will help. Townships. There are services all over the place. And if somebody goes on healthcare.gov, which is the federal health exchange website, and there's an area where they can put in their zip code. It's help me. Look for help. Do you need help? This is a help locator, basically. Put in their zip code, and they will get all sorts of locations of places they can actually walk in the door and get in-person help.
So now what if they can't even afford that monthly premium? And is there like a hardship or some sort of a special consideration? Because we've talked about subsidies before, you and I, but what about true hardship?
There is a hardship exemption in Obamacare. If you cannot afford the premium, if it is more than 9% of your household income, then you are granted a hardship exemption, and you do not have to buy insurance. You will not be penalized. You probably qualify for Medicaid at that point in time.
So talk about Medicaid and even the CHIP program, because you mentioned to me that CHIP doesn't even have to do with Obamacare. It is absolutely something that's just been around for a while to ensure that kids get health care.
Right. CHIP is a great program. It's in every state. CHIP stands for Children's Health Insurance Program. It predates Obamacare. Now children have to be covered by insurance the same as adults do under Obamacare, so that mandate goes all the way down to year zero. So the CHIP program is a great place for kids whose parents might not be able to afford to add them to their policy at work, or who don't have coverage and can't afford it. So enrolling a child in the health insurance program in their state for that child is a great alternative, and it's pretty reasonable. And children's health insurance now has to include dental and vision insurance for kids. So there's pediatric dental coverage and pediatric vision coverage for children.
Wow, that's great. I bet it's better than the dental coverage I've got. Wow, what a big scam. We'll talk about that one day, too. Now, what about drug company assistance programs? Are there ways to get prescription? Because people are on so many medications these days, and it seems like the medications are getting more and more expensive.
I know. It really does. I am with you on that one. Drug companies all offer either orphan drug assistance programs or hardship assistance programs, where folks that are on especially expensive maintenance drugs or cancer drugs can apply, and based on their income, they might qualify for a program that provides their drugs to them at no or very low cost. Every pharmaceutical company has one of these programs. They don't advertise them very much, which I don't know why. You would think that they would want folks to know that they are out there helping instead of being the bad guys charging us so much money. But they all have these programs. They're not hard to navigate, and they're not hard to get assistance through. It's basically just a financial need base.
Now, if people choose not to get insurance, or they decide that the penalties are just going to be fine, then they don't care about paying the penalties. What happens when they go to the emergency room or go to a center for something? And you were going to mention something about an Oklahoma surgery center as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they go to the emergency room, they're going to get a big bill. Basically, that's what's going to happen. But there are places where you can negotiate prices. I did mention there's something called the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, surgerycenterok.com. It's an outpatient ambulatory surgical center owned by the docs that run it. They have probably the lowest prices in all of Oklahoma, and every price is inclusive and online. So if you want a knee replacement, you go in, you click knee replacement, you know exactly how much you're going to pay down to the penny when you walk out the door. Another great place, if you're not in Oklahoma, there's a website. It's free. It's privately run. It's called newchoicehealth.com. And you can put in your zip code, you can put in the procedure, and they will give you the range of prices in your area at the various different locations, whether it's a hospital, a surgical center, a doctor's office, outpatient, inpatient, and you can go and see, okay, at this hospital, my cost for an appendectomy is going to average this. At this hospital, it'll average this. You can even do a free quote where you put in the procedure that you need, your zip code, and then the area providers will bid to give you the lowest price quote for the procedure.
That is newchoicehealth.com. Marianne, you are such a wealth of information. I don't think I have ever had a guest on any of my shows that is as knowledgeable as you are on your particular topic. And I can hear also the passion that you have for helping people understand this such confusing topic. And don't forget, listeners, we are going to have more with Marianne because, yes, she is an amazing guest. But if you have any questions, you can send them to Melanie at RadioMD.com, and we're answering your questions about the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare and what you need to know. It's such an important series, and we're doing it right here on RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. And stay well.